Hello. Julie, Mr. President.
Daddy?
Hi.
Hi.
Is it raining down there?
It's going to be, there's supposed to be a really big storm.
Yeah.
Today, and I just took a walk on the beach with Vicky, you know?
Yeah.
And all these stingrays and baby sharks.
Oh, boy.
Catfish and all are washed up on the beach.
Uh-huh. How is, has Vicky having a good time?
I think she is. You know what happened? Yesterday I went out to the store, and she was so upset that I was leaving her that she made a hole through the hedge in my yard and dropped 7 feet and started running after the car, I guess, and she ran down the middle of this huge, big, busy street. We didn't know it because we didn't see her, you know?
Oh, boy.
So these two people in a moving van, two vacuum cleaner salesmen in a truck, saw this dog racing down the middle of this four-lane highway.
Boy.
So they stopped and took her home, and they called up the place where her tag number, you know,
yeah.
hospital, found out who she was. Then they called the press. And then they delivered the dogs. There's this big picture in the paper today of these two policemen and these two rescuers holding Vicky.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Does her tag indicate, Washington, D.C., huh?
Yeah, well, see, it said that she's from the Middleburg rabies shop, from Middleburg, Virginia Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
But Mr. Bryan had taken off her tag saying that she was Vicky and belonged to me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of bad. But anyway, they found who she was.
They found from them that it was your dog, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got a picture in the paper.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny, yeah.
Funny?
Great.
Yeah.
Look, I was going to tell you that I'm going to go tomorrow to Florida for a couple of days. I want to get in the sun a little bit and get a little rest. And...
Well, I think it's good you're going to go down and get a little sun.
Yeah, I'm going to have Roger Johnson is going to go down, and so he'll have somebody to, we may
that'll be nice.
Play golf or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to take,
I think it's really
I'm going
good,
to take off 3 days.
Get a little break.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, yeah. So I didn't get any in California because I had to work out there.
I know, you need to get away.
Work out there. But, it's,
You didn't eat
so
on the
far.
Porch yesterday because the weather was too bad.
A little too bad, yeah, yeah.
But that's nice to eat out there as often as
you can. Really is, it really is, and, yeah. Are you? Oh, incidentally, do you want to go to the Johnson Library?
I don't know if we've decided.
Well, we are going to go from here. I mean, I'm going to go down from here, so if you...
You're not going to go from Florida?
No, I was planning to, but I'm going to be here. I have to be here. And I'll go from here, and then I'm coming back to Florida Saturday afternoon and spend Saturday afternoon and Sunday and Monday in Florida. So if you wanted to go with us and then come back with us to Florida and spend Saturday night and Sunday and then fly up, it'd be fine. If you'd like to do that.
Good. Well, I'll ask David what he feels like doing.
If you feel like going.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Good. Right.
Thanks a lot for letting me know about the change of plans.
Yeah. We're going to leave from here Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to just go out in our plane to Texas, spend an hour or two,
yeah.
and then come back to Florida. So if you wanted to go, it's fine. Or if you want to, you can come back up to your place, whatever you want to do. But you might like a day. Saturday night and all day Sunday, you could spend there.
Right.
Good time.
I thought this SST thing was
that's a great thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, David might take his day off then, if he wanted to take off a day and come back with me Monday night. I'd give you 2 days in Florida. He could spend Saturday night, all day Sunday, and all day Monday.
Yeah, he's out of school by then.
Which is not that bad.
No.
That bad, or you might stay, because it might be a nice break for you down there.
That'd be good.
Right. Yeah, that SST, Jerry Ford, really deserves a lot of credit. Puts a life into it, and it's just a good psychologically.
His picture was on the front page of the paper
right.
today, which
good.
Was.
Psychologically, it's good, and now it goes over to the Senate, and whether we win it there or not, we want to win it, but if we don't, we still have a conference, and we'll probably get something out of it in any
yeah.
event.
Well, I thought it was a really good sign.
Yeah, it's a very good sign. It really
yeah.
is. And we'll beat Mansfield on his silly amendment to
yeah.
get out of Europe. We can't do that. He's
That's
a foolish thing. And
yeah.
Everything else comes fine.
Well, listen, I bet the weather down there is good.
In Florida, it's fine.
Good.
It's
good.
Fine, they tell me. Let me see one other thing I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to... I'm going to tell the roast to send you. They were to get a kick out of it. The opinion research people had a poll on what they thought of the demonstrators, you know. And over 70%, it was about 70% thought the police approved of the police arresting the demonstrators, the 7,000. And they asked the question, do you think the police, when they handled the demonstrators, used too much force, too little, or about right? Those that thought they used too much were 10%. Those thought about right, 40%. And the other 40% thought they used too little.
Something.
So we'll send you down a copy of the poll.
Yeah, David would like to see that. That's really
shows
good.
Shows that, well, the people are up in arms. Right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Vicky's all right, and she didn't get hurt.
No, she didn't.
But
she's a good time.
She's a famous dog now.
She is.
You keep her there.
Okay.
Bye.
Good.